Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, keep the electricity out of the sky tonight, and despite a dismal forecast, should get in the fourth annual Battles of the Bypass in both baseball and softball between the city schools. Ladies go first, and we'll hear from South head coach Meg Montgomery on our next report. Game time for the girls, 6 o'clock. In hardball, well, we've had a little something of everything down through the couple of years that we played this game out of the park. North won the first year back in 13. South has won the last two. We've had, what, a 1-0 game, a 12 inning game. Phil Klusner's Panthers, the home team tonight, they're 5-6. North comes in 5-4, so at least win-wise, well, we're even there ahead, Phil, of this 2016 matchup.
Seem to be getting better each day, each week. We've got a lot of new faces and a lot of new connections, a couple guys that haven't played for a while and some of the younger guys, but they seem to be getting better each time we kind of step, and we kind of measure each week, and they seem to be getting better.
Some of the things that need to get improved to take you maybe, you know, reel off about 6 or 7 in a row.
Well, we got to get better. We got to get more consistent on offense. We've kind of struggled with leaving guys on and not getting key hitting behind runners and situational hitting. I think that'll improve.
That is South of Panthers skipper Phil Klusner, senior ace Nick Wright tonight available. Richard Hurt has Adam Wicker, Riley Crane, John Inman to pick and choose from. All of them can flat hit. The Cougars come in after sweeping Mooresville this past weekend. Also a side note, former Cougar and in UIndy closer for the Greyhounds, Great Lakes Valley Conference Pitcher of the Week. Dylan Stutzman appeared in all four games for UIndy with going 2-0 with a save and 7 strikeouts, allowing only 1 hit in 6 innings of work. Congrats out to Dylan.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Whether it's baseball or softball, the annual Battle of the Bypasses signals really the start of spring. Yes, I know, Emily Cron's North Cougars are 8-3, and Meg Montgomery's South Panthers have 10 games under their belts. But this game and result, well, then it's on to Conference Indiana, although this is a Conference Indiana game, and the sectional. Kinsey Ridge may just be the best pitcher flat out in the area. Her counterpart tonight, Addie Benham, is still learning in the circle, but she's getting better. She can still hit, as can Nikki Ennis and a few others in that Panther lineup. However, Coach Meg's Diamond Ladies have had lapses in those games that have been, well, costly, and only 2 wins to show for it coming into tonight's 6 o'clock game out at Andy Moore Field. Meg can see some positives that might just jumpstart the season. That would be huge tonight. That would be huge from a confidence standpoint.
Seeing things that are positive that we need to take away from these games, we obviously have some things that we need to work on. We got to make some routine plays. It's going to help out, you know, take some pressure off of our pitching staff if we can just make these routine plays. But, you know, then again, I saw a lot of positive things that we're going to try to build off of for here for the coming week. 6 o'clock is a game change time. It was 5:30, but we will be playing next day.
And hopefully keep the electricity out of the sky. That is South Panthers softball head coach Meg Montgomery. By the way, we have the Reds back on the airwaves tonight. City Field against the Mets, pregame at 7. And don't forget Sports Talk tonight. Head coach Kevin Wilson brings to Yogis his graduating seniors for a little send-off. We wrap up the spring as well and also talk water polo with head coach Barry King ahead of this weekend's conference tourney championship live from Yogis a little past 6 tonight. Why don't you come on in and join us. I'm Joe Smith.